Hi, everybody. Susie O here. I want all of you to go to myalliant.com. That's myalliant.com. And I want you to take the Stay Smart quiz. Are you smart with your money? Are there other things you need to be doing with it? Five simple questions that will let you know, are you smart or do you need to make a move? And what is that move to stay smart? Go on, check it out right after this podcast at myalliant.com. Susie Orman here, and you are listening to the Women in Money podcast. Now, this is not your ordinary money podcast, for there is nothing that I do that is ordinary. So if you want to be the powerful woman that you were born to be in every aspect of your life, then you have come to the right place.
We are strong. We are wise. We will not apologize. We are here. We will thrive. Together we'll survive. We're made of better things and everything it takes. We are strong. We are wise. And together we'll survive.
Together we'll survive.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Great day, right? This is the day that you wake up and that you're really nice to the people that you love and you give them little hearts and little cards and flowers and candy and all of these things and you celebrate your love. I love that. But for today's podcast, I want to talk to you about me. I know. It's like, why should we hear about you, Susie Orman, on Valentine's Day? Because number one, I love telling you stories. And it really is my wish and desire that you learn, that we all learn through storytelling. These are stories that will literally, I hope, save your financial lives, which means they save your life. And as I'm sitting here and I'm recording this, my back is out. I've totally just gotten over 1 week of the most horrific cold in my life. And I can barely move because of my back. And I'm thinking to myself, why would I want you to know about how really crappy I feel on Valentine's Day? Well, let me tell you a story. So it was just about a week and a half ago, and I was hired to do a talk in Cabo in Mexico. And I thought, I know, we'll go to Cabo, I'll give this talk, and then KT and myself and Columbia, the man who lives with us on the island, will all go together and we'll all go fishing because I've never really fished in the Pacific. And as many of you may know, I seriously love fishing, but I only catch fish that we can eat. Not only that we can eat, but that we can share with lots of people and that they can eat it as well so that our efforts and the fish's life isn't wasted and it feeds people. So I go. And we have a great time. We're on the plane going there, the three of us, and we land. And I give my talk. And it's a fabulous talk. Everybody loves it, and I'm so excited. And so we think, all right, let's go explore now. Let's go see San Jose. Let's go see Cabo San Lucas. By the way, San Jose is far better if you ask me. Let's go explore. And we're out exploring. And as we're exploring, little by little, I'm starting to really feel horrific. I'm sweating. I'm having aches everywhere. My nose is running. And by the way, I should have known something was going wrong because on stage when I was giving my talk, my nose started to drip. So I needed to ask the audience, does anybody have a Kleenex? Because, you know, you don't want to stand up there on stage and wipe yourself. You know how it is on your sleeve. You got to act kind of normal. So then obviously everybody wants Susie Orman to use their Kleenex. So all these people rush the stage. I take one, wipe my nose, and I continue. But that should have been a sign. So again, later on, I'm feeling really, really horrific. My energy goes, my body's aching. It's like, what the heck? And I say to KT, we really need to go back to the hotel. We go back to the hotel and KT says to me, but Susie, you know, tomorrow morning we are scheduled to go fishing. Please, we gotta go fishing. We brought Columbia here just so he could fish. We gotta go, Susie. And I'm sitting there going, okay, I'll try. And I get up the next morning and I'm still not feeling great, but I'm like, I can do this. I can do this because I love KT so much. I actually love Columbia so much. He's like my son now. I can't disappoint them. For them, I have to do this. So I go fishing. We're on the boat already at 6:30 a.m. in the morning. And it's windy and it's cold and we're fishing and everybody's having a good time. And yes, we caught tuna and everything, but I'm feeling like this was not the best thing for me. I'm glad I did it for them, but I should not have done it for myself. All right. We come back. We then do, you know, pack up and everything because we have to now go back to Florida, because now I'm scheduled to give another talk the very next day in front of about 2,000 people. All right, we fly back. I come home. Now I have a fever. I'm really feeling horrific. I barely can speak, and yet I have to go and give a talk. All right, I go and give a talk the next day. Somehow I manage to get through it. I have to do a photo shoot with everybody and I'm thinking, oh great, all these people are gonna get sick. So one by one, I'm telling them, you know, I have a horrible cold. I don't think you should come close to me. They don't care. I do the photo shoot. I have to go to an after party with everybody and then I get to go home. And then the very next day, we leave to come to the island. Right now I'm back on the island and we haven't been on the island for at least a month and the weather is perfect. I'm still feeling horrific, but the weather is perfect. And now Columbia and KT, they want to go wahoo fishing. And there's only 2 days that I can see that we can go wahoo fishing because the weather's going to change. And because I love them so much, I say, okay. And the first day we go out and we catch two big ones and it's fabulous. And I come home that night and I'm now still feeling so horrible. I can't tell you, but I got through it. I got through it. I did it for them. And the next morning we get up and it's again a beautiful day. And they look at me and they say, let's go again. And I go, okay. And I go again for them because I loved them and love them so much. And now it's rough this day, and now we're being banged all around, up and down, and we don't catch anything. We come back, and I get out of the boat, and now I'm coughing, and I'm coughing, and I'm coughing because I still have the cold, the virus, and now I pull the muscles from coughing so hard in my right back, and now I can barely walk. And now I'm like going, okay, I got to really take it easy because in another week, I have to do 5 hours of live television. I'm like, how are you going to do that, Susie Orman? Now, why am I telling you this story on Valentine's Day? I'm telling you this story because just because you love somebody so, so much doesn't mean that you should do things that you know will be harming yourself. Sometimes when you really love somebody, you just say, I love you so much, but I just can't do this. I have to take care of myself. But I didn't have the strength to do that. Because for a second, somehow I lost it. And I thought, love, true love is me doing this for them so that they went to Mexico so that they can do this, so they could take advantage of wahoo fishing, all of that. And now, not only am I suffering, but truthfully, KT is suffering as well because now KT has to take care of me. And now I can see KT is coming down with a cold. And here we go. So on Valentine's Day, on this day, I just want you to think about love. Unconditional love. Unconditional love, not for others, but for yourself. I want this to be a Valentine's Day where you celebrate the love that you have for you, that you find new love for you, that you take actions that enhance who you are out of love for yourself, that you make sure that you put yourself first before others. Now, I know women, especially, we all want to put others first. I did last week, and look what happened. But if you really want to put others first, you would put yourself first. Yourself. You know, I've always used this example, even though many people have copied it. But the example of sitting on an airplane, and before you take off, you hear an announcement that when the oxygen masks fall down, put it on your face first, then your child's. Women, they are talking to us. They're talking to us because you know that you would take that oxygen mask and put it on your child's face first before yours. But if something happened to you, what's going to happen to your child? So true love would be putting the oxygen mask on your face first, not only when it comes to money, when it comes to every single aspect of your life, because you are the one who holds everything together. You are the one who takes care of your parents, your children, your brothers, your sisters, your spouses, your employers, your employees. You take care of everybody, your pets, your plants, everybody. And when you go down, what happens to all of them? What happens to all of them? So Valentine's Day, I love Valentine's Day. I want you to write a Valentine to yourself, telling yourself how much you love yourself, how much you mean to yourself, and how you vow that starting today, you are going to be your own Valentine. You're going to take care of yourself, and you're going to make sure that you love yourself more than you love everybody else. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
We are strong, we are wise, we will not apologize. We are here, we will thrive, together we'll survive. We're the little men of faith, and everything it takes. We are strong, we are wise, and together.
Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.